extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Nat.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to see
you. Yeah, you too.
What are we talking about today?
And we're going to talk about some miso.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum.
And some applications.
That's
and
good.
And what it is.
Because I was going to say, I kind of don't really know how to use miso very well in cooking, so I'm excited for this. Always a good thing to learn.
Yeah. Well, okay, so miso is a Japanese seasoning paste, mm-hmm. which is made out of fermented soybeans, koji, which is a culture or fungus, which is also what you would use to make sake,
mm-hmm.
And salt. And sometimes there's rice and barley and other grains and stuff in the miso as well. And there's a few different types of miso that are readily available in the supermarkets, but there's thousands of different types of miso.
It's in
quite
the world.
It's kind of, yeah, you can get quite deep down the miso hole. But the most common ones that you would buy in New Zealand are what we'd call a white miso, which is really subtle and sweet, mm-hmm. Quite mild. It's probably what you would get usually if you went to like a Japanese chain or sushi chain and got miso soup,
mm-hmm.
takeaway or whatever.
Yeah.
There's red miso, which is quite a rich umami miso. It's been fermented for longer and it's, yeah, pretty intense.
And would that be used in a soup kind of situation as well, or would you be using that more in cooking?
I'm not sure. You can definitely use it for making soup, but you would use it for marinating meats and stuff like
Got
that.
Okay.
Yeah, because it adds like quite intense savouriness. Mm. Have you ever had the Marmite from Orphan's Kitchen?
Yes. That kind of a flavour.
Yeah, that's
a punch, that
yeah,
is.
It's quite Marmite-y. And that Orphan's Marmite is just made out of black garlic and miso.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
two
sense.
Two ingredients. It's Yum. Pretty amazing, that stuff. And then the other one is kind of what we would call maybe a yellow miso, which is kind of the in-between Goldilocks zone of the two,
mm-hmm.
which is really good for everything. Pretty much like great in soup, you can use it for marinades, dressings, pretty versatile. And I guess that's the most common one that I would use.
Mm-hmm.
I've got yellow miso and red miso at home. And have you heard of the brand Urban Hippie?
No,
from,
I have not.
They're from, I'm pretty sure, from Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
But they make miso in New Zealand out of like non-GMO ingredients and as much local ingredients as possible. I think it's probably the best miso that you can buy in New Zealand.
Yum. Can you get it at the supermarket or fancy
supermarkets? Yeah, I had a quick look on their website and they've got heaps of stockists.
Cool.
It's hippie with an IE.
Yeah.
And, excuse me.
That's all right. It's all good. Get
I hate
it out.
That. sorry, listeners. But yeah, Huckleberry, Faro, and most Whole Foods stores. But yeah, it's really, really delicious. And because miso is a fermented product, it doesn't really go off.
Yeah.
So if you buy miso, it's usually on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And this Urban Hippie stuff, my friend gave me a tip where she leaves it in her cupboard for like 6 months in the packet unopened.
Ah.
And then it kind of starts to ferment more and becomes more of that red miso vibe, which is pretty awesome.
DIY.
Yeah.
Nice.
But if you can't wait that long, you can always just chuck it in a jar and keep it in the fridge and it doesn't really go off. But you'd probably want to use it within a year, I reckon.
Cool. Okay. Good tip.
Yeah. So there's lots of ways to use miso, and the most common one that we probably use are familiar with is in miso soup.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to use this as a marinade as well.
Yum. Okay.
Yes.
This is, I think, what I'm finding helpful here, because soup is pretty much my only reference point for cooking with it at home. So I'm keen to hear about these options here.
Yeah. And like making miso soup at home is awesome, but if you're making dashi and stuff like that, which I think we've talked about in previous...
Check the B-casts, folks.
Jump in there. it's kind of, you know, a bit of a rigmarole. But because it's a miso has so much incredible savoury flavour, it's quite a good flavour hack for getting lots of flavour in not much time as well.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of really easy things I like to do is I would just use probably yellow or white miso for this, about a tablespoon of miso, a tablespoon of sake, mirin, and water.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just brush that over salmon fillets before you bake them.
Yeah.
It's really nice as well. So it gives like a really salty umami flavor to the salmon, which kind of cuts its richness a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also you could do this over roast vegetables just before they're ready, so maybe like five minutes. So like if you're roasting pumpkins, beautiful, or kumara or potatoes, so just before the, like when they're kind of crispy looking good, brush that over them and put them back in the oven for maybe like 5 minutes.
Yum, okay.
And they become like caramelized, and yeah, miso burns pretty quickly, so like
keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
That's also a good tip. I'm the queen of accidentally burning the thing that was looking really nice until the last second, so.
Yeah, but you know, like it's flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can sprinkle those vegetables with sesame seeds or something like that. It'd be delicious.
Yum, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and lots of flavor and like hardly any effort.
Excellent.
My favorite miso marinade though is for chicken. And this is a pretty easy recipe. It's just 1 kilo of chicken thighs with the bone in or out, who cares? 60 grams of red miso, so that's the really kind
meaty,
meaty one.
Yeah,
the really savoury one. But you could use any miso that you have. It wouldn't, you know, be a deal breaker. 3 tablespoons of light soy, 3 tablespoons of sake, 3 tablespoons of mirin, 2 cloves of garlic, a two centimetre piece of ginger, and a pinch of sugar. So basically you whisk all of those marinade ingredients together in a bowl, chuck the chicken thighs in and let them marinate for up to 4 hours, but at least 1 hour. And then you just bake them in the oven on a tray.
Yum.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. On 180. And totally easy, which I'm here for in a big way.
So easy, and yeah, it's gives such an intense flavour. It's really delicious.
Delicious as. Yeah. I'm going to be trying these out, I reckon. They sound within my realm of ability, which is great and very tasty indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, Nat.
You're very welcome.
Also a good time to go and check out that dashi thing, I think, in the B-casts as well.
Yeah,
kind of getting into these flavours.
Were we talking about maybe Japanese cooking in general?
Yeah. You can find it in the Breakfast Food B-cast.
Just scroll back.
Cheers for that.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Cheers, Foodprint.